guys. Welcome back to Growing Up Millennial. This is Bristol, and I am here with my two co-hosts, Ian and Quincy. And I guess we'll just get right into it. So sorry about last week, guys. We kind of had some technology issues. The computer kind of messed up on us, and then we were having issues with our system that we used to record the podcast. So it was kind of just a crazy week. And then we had some other stuff going on too, but yeah. Anyways, Quincy, how was your week?
It was pretty rough. Twisted my ankle at work, out of town, first day. So had to do the whole week on one leg. That was terrible.
I didn't know that. I'm sorry. Yeah,
it happens. But yeah, life goes on. What about you guys?
It was a busy week, and
we're still recovering.
Let's call it the perfect storm, because the software screwed up, the PC screwed up, then Sage got neutered, so we had to deal with that all week.
Still sort of dealing with that, but it's coming to an end. I hate the cone. What did the lady call it? The cone of shame or whatever?
Cone of shame.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Neither is Sage. And, yeah, it's really annoying. And
how does a dog scratch their ears with a cone blocking it?
Yeah.
Figure that one out.
I think it's the smaller dogs that have a harder time with it than the big dogs.
Sure. Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a curse of the little dog.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, he was doing all sorts of things, and the cone was falling off, and then at one point we're like, let's change the cone to one of those inflatable things, and that didn't work. Then we bought another cone.
Too small.
That was too small. Then we went back to the original cone. I just made that one tighter. I don't know. We still haven't figured it out. And then all day today, it's just kind of been like, eh. You don't need to wear it.
He's healed.
Don't tell our vet. I'm hoping it's fine. Right. We've been keeping like antibacterial cream on it, so I'm like, okay, maybe that'll help if he has been licking, which I'm not gonna confirm nor deny that. But yeah, it's been crazy. Ian had to call out of work 1 week, unfortunately, one day this week, because just the lack of sleep. And then the next day we ran into you and Tara downstairs. And yeah. She's like, damn, y'all are acting like y'all have a newborn baby.
Yeah. It was a rough week for everybody.
And
then everybody's birthdays this month, too.
Yep, we got a Quincy birthday. We got our friend Tara downstairs' birthday. We got Ian's birthday, Ian's dad's birthday.
Yep.
Yeah, and there's even more people than that have birthdays.
Yeah, yeah. So many birthdays this month.
So we'll be gone until October after today's episode, because it's just birthday parties for us this month.
Y'all will have to replay episodes 1 through 6.
One through seven.
Seven.
So, but hopefully we're back into kind of normal fashion and trying to get out one episode a week if we can.
Do you guys think that you'll be going out more when it's not 150 degrees every day?
Yeah.
Oh, well, since we, what is it? I don't know. What did you say last time participated in narco-terrorism and sold our truck?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we have all this free money now to just, play around with. No, we don't.
You can't see it right now, but she's got on a new fur coat.
No, I don't. This is a shirt that Ian gave me whenever we first started dating.
No,
it's pure
stolen
chinchilla.
Stolen. And these are pants that I got from Target like last year.
Just trying to pretend.
But I did get new shoes. I got those cute black Adidas. I've never worn Adidas before.
DSW does not carry Nike products.
Exactly. And I swear they used to.
They used to.
And we were going down all the aisles, and I said, where the hell are their Nikes? Nope, nowhere to be found.
I
said,
can't find them either.
I said, I'm not gonna go to another store, and I want new shoes because we have probably two and a half, three bags of clothes that we're donating tomorrow to a women's shelter and a men's shelter here in Fort Worth. And one of the things that I'm donating is some shoes, and one of them is like tennis shoes that I didn't really wear that often. So I was like, I'm gonna replace these because I don't know. Some of the stuff that I'm donating, I've had for probably 10 years, or it came from, you know, someone else, and I have bad juju that I'm like, I don't want their energy. I don't want it near me. Every time I see this, you know, object or clothing or shoe or whatever, like, that's who I think about. And I'm like, I don't want that. Like, I literally had Ian throw away like a keychain. I was like, nope. Bad energy in the trash.
It's also, I think it's good to purge often too, because I mean, me and Ian were talking about it earlier downstairs with me in the storage, and it's just like, it's been in there for years. Either you're gonna use it or get rid of it.
Yeah, when was the last time you thought about that stuff? Right. Do you even remember what you have in there? And then at that point, it's like, okay, you gotta make a decision. Keep and actually use, donate, or trash.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I think that's a good kind of analogy for, like, life in general.
Travel light.
And not having more than you need.
Just watch an episode of Hoarders, and you'll kind of lean more towards that strategy, philosophy.
Yeah, that's one of
Ian's
favorite shows.
Once you expand to two storage units, it's over.
That's it.
It's over.
Yeah.
That's my favorite show. When I need motivation to clean, I'll just put on an episode of Hoarders. And,
oh, but I hate the ones with the cats, like, in the freezers.
Those are the
and
best
you're like,
ones. Those are the best ones.
Like, so disgusting.
They scare you straight.
Oh, but, you know, okay, we have, like, a stray cat. Well, we have, I'll say, several stray cats. Stray cats in our neighborhood, in our little apartment complex, and it's not like a ghetto complex. We live in luxury apartments, but they're older luxury. They're like, whoa, sorry. They're like old school luxury. They're not like the Elm down the street or whatever.
You know, I've been in there, and I'm not really impressed.
Yeah, and they're way more expensive than these apartments for not nearly as much square footage.
Yeah.
Or it's just not worth it to me. Right. So, anyways, this, you know, that white and gray bigger, I think he's a male cat.
Talking about Mondo.
Mondo.
Yeah, that's my boy.
Aww.
Yeah. And I'm not a cat person, by the way.
So I left to go get Chipotle, and after I came back, he saw me, and he, like, came up to me, and he was just like, meow, meow, meow. And I was like, you're so cute, but I gotta go upstairs. Like, stay safe, stay dry.
You just look so sad, too, when you don't.
And then I went upstairs, and I told Ian, and he's like, give him a can of tuna. And so he was hanging out. I went upstairs, and he saw me go upstairs. And then he, like, laid down in front of Tara's apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And I opened the door with the can of tuna. And I was like, come here. And he came up there, and he was just, you know, eating that tuna. And I brought him some water and stuff. So I'm like, I just feel so good whenever I do good for, like, animals and stuff. Like, I took care of Becky's cat, Tita, when she was out of town for a week.
It's not her cat. It's a wild...
It's her cat. No. It's just, it's a wild cat, but it's her cat.
These people feed these things, and they just keep coming back. They're
no,
wild
that
cats.
Cat even hangs out with Becky on her porch. It's just not an indoor cat.
Okay.
I've never seen that cat go in her apartment, though.
No. And she wants to kind of half force it to go inside. And I'm like, oh, good luck. But she's like, I want to pay for the pet deposit. And I'm like, I would hold off until you know if she wants to go inside on at least half basis, right?
Right.
I wouldn't pay for it. I mean, keep doing what you're doing. Yeah. You know, just feeding it. If you want to take care of it, take it to the vet. That's on you. But I wouldn't pay for a pet deposit.
Yeah. It's been outside too long. You're not going to like the inside.
Yeah, 10 plus years. So, not worth it, in my opinion.
No, not at all.
You got Garfield and Heathcliff and all these cats roaming around out here.
That's the next pet that you're going to get in is a cat.
No. I do love Evans, though. He's so freaking cute.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, he gets on my nerves.
Evans is so cute.
He always bites me. I don't like him. Winston is cool.
Winston's chill. Yeah. I used to have a dog, a little bit smaller, but, you know, same color as Winston. His name was Polar Bear. Shout out to Polar Bear. He's no longer with us.
R.I.P.
But, yeah.
So I like him.
So our topic,
something saucy, come on,
is the 1980s and 90s drug campaigns.
There it is.
The drug campaigns just say no to drugs. I think she meant to anything that's not godly.
You can apply it to several.
Just say no.
So unrealistic, no. Because when you grow up, you can't just say no to things. You know what I mean? Because then you're a jerk. You know, if you just
or
say
people
no.
will see you as like, oh, you're a snitch.
Exactly.
You know.
What if someone got beat up? Someone right into the show. You've been beat up for not taking drugs. That's what I'm more interested in. What was your experience with drugs, Bristol?
So I have not done. I didn't do anything, until I was 26, almost 27 years old.
What?
Mm-hmm. But I was living in Colorado at that time, and I'm not gonna say what I did. I'll let you guess, because I have a job.
There you go. There you go. Disclaimer. There you go. What about you, Mia?
Well, my first experience with saying no or resisting drugs or being made aware of drugs was in school. They showed us in an auditorium presentation a movie called The Cartoon All-Stars to the Rescue. It came out in 1990, and basically, it had every cartoon character you could think of that was popular at that time. So you had Alf, Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Smurfs, Slimer, Garfield, Kermit, Miss Piggy, Pooh Bear, Huey, Dewey, and Louie, Michelangelo from the Ninja Turtles, and Bugs and Daffy.
Only Michelangelo?
Only Michelangelo, because he kind of seemed like more of a party guy. Versus Leonardo, which was straight-laced. Donatello was the brainy guy. And Raphael was the
So they got
attitude.
The party guy.
He was the available.
The one that would most likely be the one to do drugs.
The one that most sound like a California type, yeah.
To be the one to say, don't say.
But he's a teenager. He was the only one. We don't know what Bugs and Daffy's age are. But to me, he seemed like he came from more of a position of being a teen. He went through actually.
He was the most likely to be offered drugs.
Yes, oh. that's what the vibe I got. Because all the rest of them.
He definitely did.
Garfield, he's the laziest cat there is. He just eats lasagna.
You know what's laced in that lasagna?
Fentanyl.
No, he'd be dead. I can't stand that. That pisses me off.
And Alf was an extraterrestrial. Like, what is his frame of reference on Earth drugs?
Okay, I'm getting him confused. I get him confused with the camel guy, and then
they look very similar.
The dust bunny guy from show.
Yeah.
Do you know Alf?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wasn't there a dust bunny guy also that lived in a basement?
Yeah.
Maybe I just get problems? So. Yeah. Confused.
I don't know what the name of that show is, but I remember it. Yeah.
I don't remember either. I'm going to have to Google it or something.
But in all reality, this actually came out after the Reagan years. because in the intro to the video, I watched this recently, but I have my memories. It was George H.W. Bush and Barbara Bush. So it actually came out after the Say No, the DARE campaign of the 80s. So, but I was in the DARE program. Do y'all remember the DARE program?
I do.
Have vivid memories of it?
Yeah. I remember DARE and McGruff the Crime Dog because they used to put him together for us. But I was just
McGruff.
With McGruff. I thought he was going to beat the shit out of me if he found me with a joint because that dog was huge. It was always like a 6'7 guy in that costume. And I just always...
Wearing the trench coat, the duster.
Yeah, I got more of a pervert vibe from McGruff.
Was McGruff a detective or like a private investigator?
I don't know what he was out there doing.
I think he was carrying a piece, like busting, you know, drug people.
Maybe.
He may have went undercover.
Yeah, he was he was a crime dog.
He was scary when I was
Oh, look,
kid.
There's a picture of him with Reagan.
Oh, man.
He's short. Like, is
picture,
it Reagan short? He's not that.
Well, he looks stockier. He looks, you know.
Okay, his eyes are glazed over, bro. They're red.
He's up all night sniffing out crimes.
The detective
life is
tough.
He's getting high off the drugs he's sniffing.
Y'all are throwing him under. Tired. That man is an icon. Do not throw him under the bus.
Look at those eyes. Look, you cannot deny those are red eyes.
Well, he's a bloodhound.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He could
No excuses,
the drugs.
Quincy. Right.
But who would win in a fight, him or Smokey? I think Smokey's got it.
Smokey, because he's a bear.
Yeah,
dude.
But I felt like McGruff was a little bit hardcore, whereas Smokey the bear, I wanted to hug him.
Dude. McGruff's in, like, a Jackie O jacket.
It's a duster. It's a raincoat.
It's the same thing. He's wearing,
I'm not going to let y'all...
A Jackie Kennedy jacket. Like,
this man's legacy.
I'm going with Smokey all the way. If there was a fight.
But he is not the mascot of the DARE program.
No.
Oh.
Do y'all even know Do y'all even know what DARE stands for?
Drugs Reform. Oh.
Y'all are wrong. Yeah. Incorrect.
Hold on.
No, I got it wrong too. I had to look it up. I'll be truthful. I thought it was like drug something prevention. Wait, there's not even a P in that. Okay.
DARE program. Here we go. Oh, is that dumb lion?
What's his name? It's
I don't know.
You.
I'm literally on the website.
It's Darren.
Not Darren. The DARE lion.
Do you get it?
DARE.
Okay. It stands for Drug Abuse Resistance Education.
That is so contradictory when you break it down. Drug addiction resistance education? Is that what you said?
Drug abuse resistance education.
That is so contradictory to a kid.
It's not what I remembered. I remembered something completely different.
What do you remember what you remembered?
I wrote down to resist drugs and violence. That may have been like their like secondary objectives or something, but I remember the slogan, the DARE letters. Mm-hmm. You know, it was they gave everybody a black T-shirt, yeah. The red letters, and then it said,
I didn't get no T-shirt.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I don't. Okay, I'm gonna be honest. I do not.
Are you
like,
ever not
I remem-
honest with us?
What? Say it again.
I love it.
Can we hear your honesty, please?
I'm always honest, Ian. Okay.
That's her trademark slogan.
My trademark slogan is shut up.
That's
Stinger's coming soon.
I'm gonna be honest. I don't remember.
I remember the DARE. I remember the lion, now that I'm looking at it. But I don't remember taking the DARE program or going through the DARE program.
Like every year, it's not in my brain. We had to do a refresher.
I remember doing, like, I remember, I don't know, middle school, like the police officers or resource officers or whoever would bring their drug dogs up to the school.
That's real life policing.
With their packet of weed. They brought weed onto school property.
That's right.
Zero
because
tolerance.
A zero tolerance policy, and they're bringing weed onto school property. How is that okay? How come they didn't get arrested?
Just like when they have their guns, because there's a zero gun zone too. Mm. They can have guns on site.
No, I remember. Makes me mad. we had Fort Worth police officers run the DARE program each year that we took it. For however long, a week, maybe it was a week, and they would, you know, do their little lessons and lectures, and you had that little, what do you call that, the program that you had to fill in, and they gave you, like, pencils, and the best was the ruler. I've got the ruler somewhere.
You still got the ruler?
Yeah, I'll have to dig it up. I think it's at my parents'
house. That was one of the best weeks growing up, because it was like, you knew you're going to get a sack lunch, you're going to go to the auditorium.
You could miss out on one of those harder subjects in the afternoon when that DARE program filled that slot.
Shout out to the DARE program. Got me out of math.
Yeah, exactly. And I did ask the cop a question.
Do you remember what you asked?
The most cliche question you can at that time. I said, have you ever been on an episode of Cops?
Stop.
And the guy literally laughed when he read it. And he's like, no. No, young man, I have not been on an episode of Cops.
He was like, lame, get off the stage.
And I was disappointed, I was like...
That's where his distrust of the police came from. What are you out here doing? You're not on Cops, you're not real.
But the sad thing is Cops actually filmed several times with Fort Worth PD. There's that very famous episode of that Hispanic cop that the lady stops him and says, I just sold crack cocaine to somebody and they did not pay me. And he's like, wait, tell me again what you said.
Slowly. Into the microphone.
She's like, I sold some rock and I did not get paid for it and I want my money. And the guy's like, okay, let me tell you this, and arrest her. It's like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
I don't know.
But I'm sure that was every day, you know.
I mean, but there was no evidence. So, I mean, there's no receipt. So how could he prove that she actually did? So.
You think she was a paid actor to do that?
Maybe she was just high on something.
Yeah.
For sure.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to... Oh, okay. Before I go into this.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, maybe towards the end. So, I remember, I think it was like health class, I don't know. In Texas, health class is like why you should be abstinent and don't have sex. And that's it, kids.
AIDS.
STDs. Yep. Yeah, so that's pretty much it. And then, we had to watch some movie about drugs, right? And all I remember from this dumb movie was this girl, probably 17, in the movie. And it was not a very well-made movie. It was like, think of like a Christian movie, like a Christian-produced movie. It was like that, you know, just very bad acting. So anyways, this girl gets addicted to cocaine, which technically you can. Anyways, I remember at one point she like was running low on the cocaine and she grabbed what little bit she could find, like, I don't know where, but, and she was like rubbing it like in her teeth and in her gums. Yeah. And I was just like, ew, like, okay, lady, like, you're making it very well known. Like, okay, I'm not going to do cocaine. If it's going to get me in that like, so desperate state where I need to, like, rub it in my gums, yeah, I'm good.
Were kids laughing during that movie?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Okay.
I laugh when I see people that are addicted now.
I mean, it's kind of sad, but...
Like, can I just give you a quick story, and you guys are going to think I'm a piece of shit. I was trying to get gas.
Sorry.
At the Valero up the street.
I'm already pre-laughing.
And I came out of the Valero, I had my drinks and stuff, and I was just about to pull over to that car wash, and I see this guy coming out from behind the Valero, scratching his stomach, stretching, and then I saw him look at my truck, and I was literally at the change machine, and I see this out of the corner of my eye, and I put the bill right back in my wallet, and I backed up and left. And you can see the look of disappointment on his face, like, not even gonna let me ask, and I just drove by him, and I was like, nope.
Yeah.
And he was just like, damn, that's messed up, dude. Like,
you
gotta
are you talking about the
ask.
One down the street on Camp
yeah.
Bowie? Okay. I think we, like, almost got gas there, but they were like, no cards, gotta pay inside. And we were like, yeah, no, we'll...
Is it past Walmart?
We'll go
no.
empty
no.
before we try to get gas here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right.
I think it was
right
that
on
one.
Bryant Irvin, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The one with the car wash on the side
on the
of
side.
It.
Yep.
It was just so funny because he was just so disappointed in me. And I was just like, I don't care what you think. I'm not in the mood, you know?
I have, yeah, I've never really been that person that's like, you know what I'm interested in? Trying heroin. Like, it's never crossed my mind. I feel like I'm the type of person that the needle would, like, go in my arm and I would immediately just cross over into the other life.
The needle
other side.
Is a big deterrent.
I can't.
Yeah.
But you really gotta, like, dig into that, because how many liquids have you ever seen in your life and you're like, I wonder what that feels like intravenously?
No, yeah. That's never crossed my
that's
mind.
That's what I'm saying.
And on top of that, like, it's brown and tarry looking. Ugh. No, I'm good.
All
I don't
the nasty spoons.
Why
and
don't?
The
yeah.
And,
well, I don't want that in my body.
Or you get an embolism from the air. Like, there's just way too many variables to that.
Way too many. I can't.
Now, if someone really wanted to sell drugs, you'd make them into, like, lollipops, because anybody can eat a lollipop.
Well,
even that's scary, though.
Didn't they say that the majority of those Halloween scare stories, a lot of them were fake, but some of those were based on one or two incidents where actual real drugs were given out, and maybe one person died over so many years span.
Yeah.
Okay, but
cyanide.
The
they put cyanide in.
The
something.
Story that you're yeah. talking about.
It's like Tylenol or something.
No, it was cyanide
yeah.
but it was. I believe if I heard the if I'm remembering the story correctly.
I just heard it
but
recently.
But it was
a
father that gave it to his own child.
Yeah, the father killed his son to
yeah.
collect
insurance.
Life policy. Insurance. Policy.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it. It wasn't any
late
random person
late 70s
giving
or early 80s.
Yeah,
somewhere.
It wasn't a random person giving out random bad candy. It was a father killing his own
homicide.
Child.
Homicide.
Man. Yeah,
that's like when I hear those stories about fentanyl, and that was it. That private school where the kid was getting it from someone, but he didn't know how pure it was. It was like twice the normal purity.
I haven't heard that.
Oh, man, it was terrible. And they found, like, 150 tabs under his bed after he died. And I'm just like, who in their right mind would handle something that if you could see it, that's too much? Like, I would be afraid to even hold a bag of fentanyl.
Just from, like, the science of it? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Fentanyl freaks me out.
Have you,
like,
seen the video of that cop that was going to put it away and he starts foaming at the mouth?
No, but that freaks me out. That's why fentanyl freaks me
out. Oh, do you have to, like,
out.
Use, like, certain chemical gear to, like,
You can't let it touch your skin.
Yeah, you have, and if you inhale, like I'm sure that cop inhaled like a small amount, the tiniest amount of fentanyl can like kill you. It's freaking scary. Yeah.
And people are doing this?
People are doing it.
Yeah, I did see that episode of on A&E, Intervention.
Mm-hmm.
And the family was addicted to fentanyl.
Mm-hmm.
How do they live?
They were ODing like every week.
Yeah.
How do they live?
How do you live? They have a, what is it, Narcan?
Yeah.
Like I on tap?
I carry Narcan in my toolbox.
Oh my God.
How does that work? Is it a needle?
Mm-mm.
No.
Just inhale it.
How do you get it?
You can just order it. It's on Amazon.
Oh, I was like, tour?
Is it now like a first aid type thing? Yeah. Like,
because I was told, like, especially if I'm working, like, in Dallas or somewhere where a lot of homeless have access to it, you mm-hmm. know, you'll find bags and residue of things, like needles. And whenever I see a needle on the ground, I'm like, okay, let me go put my gloves on. Because they'll hide stuff anywhere.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they're just out in the open doing it. And I'm like, sometimes I'm by myself.
So, clearly, the drug campaign worked or not. I think it was a complete freaking failure. I think they just recently came out with these results of saying that the DARE program was a huge failure. And, you know, trying to get people to stay off of drugs or just saying no to drugs in general.
See, I think it should be about not making bad choices. Because I feel like you can know enough, like the kids who were eating the Tide Pods years ago. There's a whole section about why you shouldn't ingest it.
Mm-hmm.
It's detergent. It's soap. It's chemicals. Mm-hmm. People were eating Tide Pods. So
what was the root issue with that?
Stupidity. Just making bad choices.
Yeah.
The cinnamon challenge. Remember the kids that died from the teaspoon of cinnamon?
Yeah. I think I did. I tried to do that. Couldn't do it, you know. Spit it right back out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think that the social media and that stuff was given to kids too young of an age? That they can't handle it?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, that's a whole other topic.
Well, that's a whole other topic, yeah. Yes. But I'm disappointed. But
it's not, because it is a drug.
Being on your phone?
Yeah, it does release dopamine.
It releases dopamine. Yeah, and that's why we have such a low, you know, what is it called?
Low.
Like you can't pay attention.
Attention span.
I lose my words all the time. I'm sorry, guys.
Someone's been on that dopamine today.
No.
They're coming down off of it?
Yeah.
No, I've pinpointed the time that I remembered when I lost a word for the first time. Like, meaning, like, I forgot what word I was supposed to use. Okay, you want to know what this is? It has nothing to do with drugs.
What's that?
I was at church camp, and this was, like, a fairly new church that I was going to,
mm-hmm.
and it was called, like, I don't know, Friendship Baptist Church. So it was still like mm-hmm. FBC, but it wasn't like First Baptist Church mm-hmm. like a lot of them are. And anyways, we were all getting split up into like these different groups or whatever, and she was like, what church are you with? And I was like, and then I was like, oh, friendship. Yeah. I was all over the place, and I think that's the first time I lost a word.
Why are there so many First Baptist churches in
Texas? I don't know.
I feel like...
Because they all want to be the best and the first.
I feel like you can't, so you guys need to have, like, church Olympics, and then you get to keep the name First Baptist.
But they're not located on First Street or First Avenue.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's first of what? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I just wanted to say rest in peace, DARE program. I believe in
I think
program.
It's still a thing, though, right?
No, it can't be. It can't
No?
be.
No.
Okay, good.
Everybody's on dope now.
But I do remember that they taught us a song. The Dare song.
Do you remember the song?
Dare to keep off drugs. Da, da. I don't remember anything else. But they busted out the keep off drugs. What do you call it? The stanchions, the bleachers on the auditorium. And we all got up there and we sang our hearts out to the DARE program. And
I don't remember that at all.
And then we went and got a certificate and shook hands with the principals and the police officer. And we were proud to say, I completed the DARE program.
How long did that last?
What do you mean?
Stop. How long?
I was a nice boy. I stayed away from temptation.
Okay.
The mean streets don't.
That's right. I did too.
Darren loved the lion.
I didn't do anything. Anything. I till this day I still don't even drink alcohol very often. Like very vaguely. Very rarely do I drink alcohol.
Let's
as
go
it
get
is.
A trophy for the DARE program.
I won that trophy. I made it all the way to my mid-20s, folks.
I will always remember the episodes on TV that had the drug episode. Saved by the Bell had multiple episodes because Jesse got addicted to the caffeine pills or something.
Wasn't it like a weight loss or something?
Yeah, the ephedrine.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're like,
she was trying to stay awake and sing, but they also explored the weight loss, binge eating, that kind of. What is it? Full House. She was eating ice cubes in one episode. Like it got bad. What was her name? Stephanie? No.
I had to watch this movie in, I think it was like Home Ec or something in my senior year.
You watched a movie?
I didn't pick the movie. It wasn't my choice.
Gotcha.
It was a movie that was in
school. Wait, what class? Home Ec?
Home Economics.
I'm the only one that never took that, yeah.
I just picked random shit on my last senior year. Because
with your advisor, you're just like, yeah, I'll take whatever.
No, I
like what kind of advisor's like, you know what? That's a great plan. Let's go with that.
We had an AB schedule and I had two classes off every day.
What?
So I only had
is AB schedule? Yeah, what is that? Block schedule?
Yeah. Block scheduling or whatever it's called. I don't know.
Did you have that, Quincy?
No,
every year they would change it. One year it'd be you take all your classes
too much
in one
change.
Day, and then one day it would be every other day.
Well,
take
I'd
this
be
class.
Lost. Yeah, I couldn't. No. What day is it? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
After a bad football practice, I'd forget what A B day. I'd be going to the wrong time, wrong class. What universe am I in?
Right,
I'm in room 212. Like, oh my god.
Way too much responsibility for me. No.
Yeah, I remember they would change it literally every freaking year, and I'm like, ugh, I don't know which one I like better. Do I want to be in this class shorter because I hate this teacher, or do I want to be in it longer so I don't have to see her the next day?
Just let me go and let me know where I'm going.
I can run about 48 minutes in the class. After that, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Peace. Yeah. But anyways, I watched this movie, okay?
Every time she says that, I just picture someone like hog tying her with the clamps on her eyeballs. Like, watch this.
No, it was a good movie. I don't remember. I could not tell you the name of it, but they were exploring the girl. I guess had bulimia or something or anorexia. I don't fucking know. But so it was kind of going over. I don't know why that class was talking about bulimia next or.
And not like health class or something like that.
I feel like maybe they did dabble in it in health, but I remember with health class, I remember the cups, and they would give certain people different colors for the STDs.
Oh.
And then she's like, okay, switch cups with your person on your right and your left and your front and your back. And what color is yours? Oh, is it black? Yeah, it's like, okay, that's
Texas.
What
was that demonstrating?
That's
how
STDs,
quickly they
spread. Yeah, how fast they spread with no protection.
Yeah, I never had that. You guys were doing some weird shit out there.
That's Weatherford. I
maybe it was more of a problem in Weatherford.
I bet it was like Texas Tech 10 years ago.
Yeah, I can't think.
His face when you said that was like,
he's like, damn.
You got me.
Yeah.
You got
me. You got me. We were some wild boys out there.
There was a, what do you call it, reputation out there. Cool.
Well, okay, college they have, rankings. I'm sure they have similar, you know, small town vibes. Yeah. The you know, the health class stuff isn't as up and coming. They're very much just like most of Texas is just saying, you know, to wait to have sex or to not have sex or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, dude, that's literally the worst thing you can do. And that's what perpetuated, you know,
people,
unfortunately, Texas Tech's STD
people
problem.
People exploring their bodies in college to, like, it's a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
Got fun house.
Yeah.
See, and I had it worse because my mom worked in medicine. So not only was I being, you know, terrified at school all day, then I would come home and then she would take over the night shift.
Scaring you with her stories?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, was, gosh.
Yeah, that was pretty rough.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to touch him at all. But, you know.
Wait, touch what?
Drugs.
Oh.
Genitals, nothing. I didn't even,
drugs and genitals.
I didn't even want to wipe my ass by the time she got done with me. I'm like, stay
it's
away
all,
from me.
I'll reference so one of her her movies that she actually has seen and likes. 10 Things I Hate About You. The
love
dad
that
is
movie.
A doctor, and he makes his daughters put on the vest that simulates pregnancy.
The pregnancy vest.
And just said, he quotes, I don't know what the line is. But
oh, because he's an OBGYN.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know why. I don't know why.
But he's like, he quotes the weight, how long you're pregnant, and just remember 18 years or whatever it is for 18 minutes of fun or something.
Wow. Can't imagine that.
Is that right? Am I right?
I think so.
Pretty close to the mark. Though.
But that was weird because my friend's dad was a urologist and he wasn't like
funny
going in on us like that, me and his son. He was just kind of cool about it, you know. It's like, don't talk to me unless it burns when you pee, and then call me.
Jesus.
Shout out to Mr. Diller. He was cool.
Oh, shout out Mr. Yeah. What?
Diller. Yeah.
You know, Steve Urkel got roofied.
What?
No, he
I'm
did.
Just over here like,
he almost fell off a building.
No way.
Yeah, at a party.
What?
Pull that up.
Steve Urkel.
They were having
is
a
that his real name?
Jaleel White.
Oh. How am I supposed to
put
know?
Some
people
yeah.
use their real name in shows.
The guy that they forced to be a dork for like 12 years.
That is so embarrassing.
And he never found work, I think, after that.
Well, that's like Napoleon Dynamite. He was a big dork,
like,
and that he can't find
can
work
now. Can you imagine
now.
Being typecast like, man, yeah. you grew up, you're not dorky enough. You know, Carlton. Carlton has rebounded, I think, over the years.
Yeah, he did.
He took over for like Bob Saget and stuff. But yeah, Urkel got poisoned. He got roofied because they spiked the punch at the dance party, and then
with
everybody's
what?
Dancing, and he thought he could like.
Oh no!
I don't know what he thought he could do, but he climbed up on top of the ledge, and his what is it, Laura or somebody had to like grab him down. It became a huge. Problem.
That should have been the drug campaign.
That's it.
I mean, it's alcohol, but still, you don't know if there was a drug. They were just pouring out of a flask or something.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But it was,
well, nowadays, I mean, women literally have to, like, cover up. Thank God I'm married and I don't have to worry about that shit. But I still, like, watch my drink when I'm not with Ian or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you never know who the fuck's messing with your shit.
You know, listening to other podcasts, you hear about, like, drug problems or people that go out and they're never seen again. Or there's something drug-related that happens. Like, that was, like, a real problem. I think, what was it called? The Smiley Face Killer or something? Mm-hmm. He was targeting, like, college guys. Because college guys would go to a bar, stuff like that. And
sicko.
And then all of a sudden, they'd end up in a river. Something like that, dead.
Wow.
And, of course, none of the investigations ever turned up any evidence because they wouldn't be found for, like, years.
Damn.
Like, it was crazy. But I think the things that I try to learn from that stuff is where could people have learned differently?
Yeah.
Leaving a bar by yourself, don't ever do that.
Nope.
Do not ever do that.
Nope.
That's one of those, like, lessons, especially if you have somebody going into college or drinking age. It's like you stay in a group, and you don't let anyone leave unless you know 100%. They get in the correct Uber, like nowadays with Ubers and stuff like that. You don't leave your drink unattended.
And there's a lot of stuff that you don't know because it's constantly changing. Like
constantly.
Until I started using Ubers a lot when I worked out of town a lot, like I never thought, you know, hey, I need to call, you know, the guys back at the house and say, hey, I'm leaving the bar at this time. Mm-hmm. This is the bar that I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And even me, like I'll take a picture of myself and, you know, send it to somebody so they do have to describe me. They're like, this is what he was wearing. And I never thought like that before.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. Or like this person I follow on TikTok, she has like, she's always talking about using Life 360. I don't know if you know what that is. It's kind of like a tracking app, sort of like you pay for it and then you can see where each other is at.
Oh, gotcha.
Some people don't use it for their correct purposes and just use it to spy on their children or whoever.
Like
but it's really used for like, you know, or it should be used for like safety or emergency purposes because it has like, you can dial, you know, your first contact or whatever in the thing. And I don't know. I've never used it, so I don't know exactly how it's used, but I think you can dial, you know, or hit a button and it calls somebody. I don't know. But yeah.
As a woman, and this is not being sexist, but this is just for me because I'm still single. I'm still out there on the prowl. So when I go to parties...
In case anyone's wondering.
Right. For research purposes. I got a friend. You know, I always wonder about that. Like, when do you tell your friend, hey, you've had too much? Because as a man, I feel uncomfortable. Like, if I see a female that I know, and I know she's past that limit, like you're trashed, and you're about to start making bad decisions. How do you approach that as a man? Because I always think like, well, you're trying to control my body and put my boobs back in my shirt. Get off of me. And I'm just like, there's like five guys waiting by the door for you right now. Like, need to settle down.
I've never been in a situation like that, so I don't know.
But is there a better way
I don't know. I've never...
As a guy talking to a woman.
I can't... I literally can't tell you, unfortunately. I've never been... I mean, fortunately. Well, not unfortunately.
It's a tough situation. Even women can be belligerent.
Yeah.
When you try to tell somebody that they've had too much.
Yeah.
No one ever taught you the correct way on how to... Like, a bartender will just cut you off.
Right.
But if somebody can't control themselves in that environment, and then when you try to like tell them to stop, a guy, what's a guy going to do? I know how to handle my get out of my business or curse.
I've never been blackout drunk, so I don't know.
Gotcha.
Scary.
I've only been blackout drunk once, and that was because the person that I was with, they knew that I wanted to, and they were there for my safety, and that was it. And once I hit that drunk, and I wouldn't even say it was blackout. I would just say drunk enough to throw up. But I've never, literally, I've never been blackout drunk. I have no idea what that feels like. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Liquor will, it'll take you places that you may not want to go to. Turn you into somebody you don't want to be.
Yeah, I mean, I think honestly, like deep
some
down,
some liquors can change your personality too.
Deep down, I think I've just known like it's not alcohol and liquor is just not good. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's kind of a. It's honestly, it's a downer to begin with, right?
Is alcohol a drug?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think you're cool when you're doing alcohol?
There's a famous office bit
that Steve Carell does as Michael Scott, where he writes down all the drugs on a whiteboard, and because they found a joint outside of the office, so he writes down hookah on the thing, and so one of the guys is like, you know, hookah is not a drug.
Yeah,
it's great. That's how far Michael Scott has like no idea what he's talking about. You know.
I mean, did they confirm that that was somebody from the office's joint?
Oh, it was a whole witch hunt for it.
Yeah.
And it was him. He was the one that...
I don't remember. Yeah. I watched that show as a kid, and I loved it, and then...
The Office is old now. It came out in 2004, 2005. I mean, it's going on 15, 16, 17 years old.
Everyone can hate me. I don't really care for The Office.
Well, up to a certain season, it's great, and then after that, it's like train wreck.
Yeah.
It's like, you should have cut it.
Yeah.
My ex, before Ian, tried to get me into watching The Office with him again, and he was like, there's this really awesome love story in it, and I'm like, ew. Makes me not want to like it even more.
I didn't think their love story was awesome at all.
Yeah.
That was very pedestrian.
It's pretty,
I don't really remember how it all started or how it ended. I don't fucking know.
It seemed like a bigger deal back then, but yeah, obviously. But that drug episode is a classic. I would recommend that, along with Steve Urkel almost biting it off the building. The Saved by the Bell one. They get cast in a movie for an anti-drug campaign to be filmed at Bayside. And they bring in, like, Johnny Bravo celebrity to, like, film. He's, like, a big-time actor.
Who's Johnny Bravo?
I just gave him a
Oh, you know what I thought
name.
Of?
The cartoon?
Cartoon Network, Johnny Bravo.
Yeah, but they brought in this slick guy. He's wearing, like, shark boots and stuff. And he's like, yo, I'm a famous actor from Hollywood. And so they shoot the movie or the ad campaign. And they said, hey, I'm having a party tonight. Y'all come out. So the whole gang of Bayside, the popular kids, the six main characters, go to this party. And the dude offers them a joint to Zach. And Zach lost it. He's like, what is that? Why would you do that? And then Kelly, I think it was Kelly, Zach's like love interest, she almost smoked it. She was very close. And then the whole gang's like, we're out of here. And they like tried to like say, we're not doing the campaign with this guy. Get him out of our school, you know. It was very, very traumatic at the time.
We're out of here.
Come on, get your stuff. We're going.
Dude, I remember in high school, I would overhear conversations of, oh my God, I want to go get high tonight. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like... Okay, last year you weren't doing drugs. Last year you weren't smoking weed. You were hanging out with me.
Addiction.
The life and fall of...
That's right. Because wasn't Screech hooked on that shit for a while after...
Like Screech the diamond was, guy. What's his name?
Dustin Diamond.
Rest Dustin. In peace, Dustin
I was
Diamond.
Thinking about him earlier. And I was like, wasn't he a nerd too? But he was like a mean person in real life.
Yeah. He was like a comedian, and he
wasn't
came, he came out edgy to try to break away from the Screech thing. I think the Screech thing really
messed him up
just from a adult standpoint.
Yeah.
Because he's a big dude. And it's like people could not get over, you know, Screech. And it's like, leave the man alone.
Yeah.
Like, he had it rough enough during that time.
Yeah.
That's why, I don't really understand, like, celebrity culture that much.
But that's part... You could say that's part of bullying or whatever, yeah. But why were they keeping him along if he was such a dork?
Right.
Obviously, he's a core member of the group.
Exactly.
That's why Zach Morris is trash. And that's a fan page. Zach Morris is trash. Like, honestly.
Just like the White Ranger. When I found out that guy was an asshole...
Didn't some of them get busted recently? And they bullied the Blue Ranger.
Yeah, because he was gay, and the White Ranger was always fucking with him and calling him all these slurs and shit. And he was always my favorite Power Ranger. But then
in real life or in the show?
Yeah, in real life. Behind the scenes. And Zordon was a racist, and that's why they tell you
And we looked up to those guys.
Don't meet your heroes.
They're like, hey, do you want to go get his autograph? Like, I had a guy tell me that at a convention. He's like, yo, is the Green Ranger in there? I'm like, I don't know, bro. Go in there. Like, there's nothing wrong with getting an autograph, but don't put these people on a pedestal.
Right.
You're going to go throw out $40 for their printed out picture? Like, just bring your own thing. Save some money.
Yeah.
So we went from D.A.R.E. program to Power Rangers.
Sorry.
Right. It's all connected.
I've been wanting to.
It's all connected.
I've been wanting to reference that Zach Morris's trash.
Yes, I was thinking about that too, and I don't. I couldn't remember the
CinemaSins or something. Yeah, just one of those little channels. That,
but the real question is Mario Lopez a good guy? Because that's all we really care about.
I think so.
He's on the Entertainment Tonight and all that stuff.
I feel like he's.
He doesn't age at all.
No.
He's a robot.
Yeah. He's got to be good.
He can dance. Yeah.
He's into jiu-jitsu. He's just an all-around great guy.
Yeah.
I hope.
A.C. Slater. Yeah.
Yeah.
The I don't want to meet him because I don't want that to change in my mind. So if you see Mario Lopez, walk the other way. Let him be where he's at in our minds. Don't meet him.
I just know that Michelangelo from the Ninja Turtles told me, yo, bro, just walk away from drugs. Stay away.
And the girl
They didn't really have a slogan in that movie that I'm referencing. You can check it out. It's free on YouTube. But Michelangelo had been through the war, so if he was saying, steer clear, you know.
I mean, that's perfect for the times we're living in, because fentanyl will literally kill you for looking at it. So.
Yeah, steer clear.
And thank you to the girl who put cocaine in her mouth, because I've never done it still to this day.
I hope, what is it, McGruff? I hope he's enjoying retirement.
That's the crime dog. We need to talk about Darren.
I don't know who Darren is. I wasn't aware of him.
Darren's the lion.
Yeah, he wasn't out there like he needed to be.
I'll get Bristol a plush of Darren. We'll throw him in that corner basket thing.
The net.
The net.
The Beanie Baby
98 cent net. We'll get Darren the lion. Well, rest in peace, D.A.R.E. program.
Rest in peace. They just came out with the video in June 2022. They are still a thing.
Somebody's clinging on, yeah.
Somebody's clinging on.
Some part of the country that the D.A.R.E. program's like 20 years behind.
It's Nebraska.
Yeah.
It's Nebraska.
Fuck Nebraska.
It's Nebraska or Wisconsin.
Oh my, yeah. Literally, those two states are like, I don't know. Where
malls
is that
are
even?
Still raging popular over there.
That's
what are you doing this weekend? I'm going to the mall.
Going to the mall. Oh, that's like Abilene. Where are you going this weekend? Going to the mall. It has like five shops in the mall that's like worth going
that's
into.
That's a spot.
And one of them's like an Annie Ann's.
That's where it all goes down.
Okay, we got to do an episode strictly on the mall.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Man, we got to deep dive into that.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Growing Up Millennial. We'll try
to bear with us. There's going to be some bumps in the road here and there, but
yeah,
content is coming. We've got unlimited amount.
Yeah,
and we want to be y'all's podcast during your lunch break. To like,
Christy.
To like get you off of that, you know, that grind, you know?
Yeah.
You can just sit here and laugh at us and our lame jokes and stuff. And
yeah.
I'm going to go in my free time this weekend. I'm going to go get certified as a D.A.R.E. counselor.
Please don't.
Okay. Let's do it. Let's go put on a seminar for these kids.
Yeah.
Get them off that shit.
How many kids were doing drugs anyways? Anyways, I don't want to talk about it.
She doesn't want the statistics, Ian. She doesn't know. It's an
How
epidemic
many kids
for
were doing
reason.
Drugs?
Let me, okay, let me go
program.
Get my McGruff puppet, and I'll run the stats by
It's called
okay.
an epidemic, Bristol, for a reason.
I guess so. That many kids are coming to school hot.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, we will see you
guys. You couldn't see him because it was a zero tolerance policy. Oh, that kid's high. Get him out of here.
In the movie Breakfast Club, he hid the bag of drugs in the guy's pants. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Okay.
Classic.
Anyways.
Okay.
We got to go.
Hey, guys. I had fun.
Yeah, me too. Thank you guys for listening, and hopefully we'll have another episode out next week.
Check out our Instagram.
We got a lot of birthdays this month, so
Instagram posts.
Yeah, we'll put out an Instagram post for sure. So, love you guys. Bye.
Later.
Hey, are we clear? You guys want to go do some alcohol?